10 of Philadelphia's premier youth music organizations are joining forces to make a greater impact. WRTI's Meredy Duddleston has more.
Earlier this summer, the mayor's reception room in Philadelphia's City Hall pulsated with the energy of young musicians.
My name is Davey Heaster. I'm from the Philadelphia Orchestra Fellowship. I'm also in the Philadelphia Youth Orchestra and All-City Orchestra. Yeah.
This West Philadelphia bassoon player is in a novel mentoring program developed by the Philadelphia Music Alliance for Youth, a collaborative of music education organizations on a mission to re-envision the future. Settlement Music School's Helen Eaton says the goal is to create more diversity in professional classical music.
We talk about students from underrepresented communities in professional classical music. That is students who are African American, Latino, South Asian, students who come from very low income families. It's a broad definition and one that is really important for the future of classical music.
The Philadelphia Orchestra's assistant principal bass, Joseph Conyers, who also directs All City Orchestra, is an African American who grew up in Savannah, Georgia. He says different life experiences outside the concert hall can create something invaluable inside.
For example, I grew up in gospel music. When you bring all these experiences together, it actually makes the music better.
The Mellon-funded Artists Initiative provides support for music camp, lessons, individual instruction plans, and college preparation. Philadelphia's chief cultural officer, Kelly Lee, says it'll bridge a cultural gap.
Regardless of whether or not they end up becoming classical musicians, this experience will change the rest of their lives.
Beyond the concert hall or on stage at the Kimmel Center.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.